I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back. Chucky's Company Live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. It's Bish, Cake, CB, and JP. Joining us right now on the Rude Guest Hotline, Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV, is Jeff Ehrman, the founder of InsideMDSports.com. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Hello.
This has been a bonanza for you here, like, the last week. Has the traffic gone way up on the site?
Yes. Yes, it has. But, you know, these are the stories that happen. Every few years, you get a coaching change. It doesn't get really those. That's the busiest it gets is coaching change. And this one, you add all the chaos that led into it. And obviously, Maryland fans are pretty interested.
Mm-hmm. So before we start moving forward, let's take a step back. When did you know he was out at Maryland?
Last Tuesday, I spoke with a lot of coaches. You know, in the days before, and I might have even told you guys this, I felt like, you know, he was coming back because at Maryland, everybody felt like he was coming back. He was telling them the same thing that he said publicly, which was that if he got the things that he needed and they weren't huge requests, he'd be back. So they all took him at his word and believed it. And then on Tuesday of last week, I spoke with a bunch of people in the coaching industry, agents, you know, on the other side of things, not related to Maryland. And all of a sudden, it was overwhelmingly, he's gone. He's taking Villanova. Everybody said the same thing. And that's when I realized that, you know, he was talking to them and he was very likely gone despite the things that he had said.
Mm-hmm.
Can you take us through the process of like how you track this story down? Because we know that you broke this kind of like when everybody was asleep. And then people woke up to your reporting on Inside MD Sports were like, okay, what's going on here with Willard and his departure? How did that work out?
Yeah, by then I knew it was just a matter of time. So obviously you're going to have your article ready and everything like that. And I got a couple texts that night telling me he was gone from people close to him who he had told that he accepted it. I mean, I think he accepted it well before that. Who knows? It could have been days, could have been even a couple weeks. That wouldn't shock me. But that's when he gave the word. So I rolled it out and went to bed thinking, oh, man, this tomorrow morning is going to be pretty crazy.
Is this just going to be sort of what Maryland's going to have to endure every few years, barring they hire, like, a former Terp? You know, like somebody like a Gary who would probably never really consider, you know, leaving maybe for the NBA. I think maybe Gary maybe had some ideas maybe of coaching in the NBA at one point. But unless you have a former Terp, are we going to have to deal with this every 3 or 4 years?
Yeah, a lot of people say that and say it's a stepping stone. I don't think it is. I think that has more to do with whoever's running the place. I mean, it's very obvious at this point that Damon Evans just didn't do a good job of being athletic director. He made two consecutive hires who quit during the season, you know, and gave out some bad contracts. And, you know, it's all about organizational structure, and they haven't had that. The athletic department has failed, and so I think it's more of a result of who's running the show. If they're hiring a new athletic director to replace them, if you get the right person and they hire the right people, then you're more likely to be able to retain talent. But when you're, when you're kind of a mess in any business, you're not going to retain talent.
Jeff, should Maryland fans, I know why Maryland fans are pissed off at Willard because of how he went about this and kind of deflecting and not being honest. But Should they be pissed off at why he's leaving?
I think he's clearly the money is a big part of it. I don't think that the money issues were quite as big as he made them sound, like in terms of NIL, I tweeted this yesterday, but you don't retain Julian Reese, who was very seriously considering the portal, add Derek Queen, who was a high-ticket guy, big-ticket guy, Selton Miguel and Jacoby Gillespie if you don't have money. I think they were in the top tier of the Big Ten in NIL money. There was definitely some, his complaints were valid in terms of, the anecdote he said about them refusing to stay in New York an extra night because it cost too much. There were definitely some things there, but Villanova that's his roots. The Big East is his roots, and he wants to be somewhere where basketball is the only thing. And I think he underestimated how different it would be going to the Big Ten. But I think the way he left is like you said, more what the issue.
All right, so how do they navigate this without an AD in place? I'm sure, I guess, what's the woman's name that's supposedly in charge?
Corum.
Yeah, but people don't like her, apparently. Can they hire an AD first, or do they not have time for that?
Corum or Sorum, Jeff? I'm sorry.
Yeah, Colleen Sorum is the interim AD. Yeah. She was Damon Evans, right-hand woman, so to speak. And so I'm sure a lot of people probably don't like her for that reason. The search is being run for the coach by Daryl Pines, the school president. Mm-hmm. The AD search, they hired a search firm. Obviously, they had got about a week head start on the AD search, but I don't know if that'll, I really don't think that'll happen first. I think that takes a little bit longer. And with the coach, there's not quite as much urgency as with the coach because the transfer portal has already started. We're a week into that. You got to get somebody in there quickly, mm-hmm. start getting players, start figuring out the roster, try to keep your two star players. So my guess is the coach will be first, but you never know.
We're joined by Jeff Ehrman from InsideMDSports.com. You tweeted this at Jeff_Ehrman that fans are excited that a Maryland basketball legend wants the head coaching job. But is he a realistic candidate? We know that Steve Blake tweeted about it. He's a Maryland icon. How realistic of a candidate is he?
I'd say 0.1%. Every time there's a coaching vacancy, fans start screaming out the names of their favorite players from the past. I'm sure there's probably someone out there, yelling that, Lonnie Baxter should be the coach or something like that. It's just a sentimental blind spot that mm-hmm. fans have. Obviously, Blake started this one by saying that, but the guy's coached, I think, 2 years. He was an assistant coach for 2 years in the NBA. That's the only coaching he's done in the past 20 years. He's never coached in the college game, and people underestimate, if it was just X's and O's, sure, it would be possible. That's why, in the NBA, you see guys like J.J. Redick who can just jump into coaching, but with NIL and revenue sharing and all the other intricacies of college coaching, scheduling, just there's so many other aspects of it that, to me, it's a ridiculous idea to throw somebody in there who's never really coached before.
Jeff, the Buzz Williams name popped up late last week and over the weekend, and it kind of baffles me. Now, maybe he's dealing with the same stuff that Willard was dealing with here at A&M. Maybe he just feels like, there's just not enough support. I would find it hard to believe that a school with as much on the resource level as an A&M football program, I would think that they would be supportive of a basketball program too. That's very good. Does Buzz Williams' name make sense because of what he's dealing with at A&M, or was that just a name that was thrown out there? Does he legitimately have interest in Maryland?
Yeah, there's no question he has interest, but I think all the talk, at least a lot of it was coming from his side of things. I do think he's on the list, but basically he has a pattern of kind of wearing his welcome out wherever he is, every 4 years. Marquette, Virginia Tech, and now there. I think, you know, I think he's trying to get out before he has no choice but to get out, basically. They do have a lot of money there, but they're paying, you know, roughly $1 billion to Jimbo Fisher still in a buyout. They don't really care about basketball that much. I don't think he gets along with his AD very well, similar to Willard. So I think most of the interest is from his side.
Talking to Jeff Ehrman from InsideMDSports.com. So the coaching element is a big piece, right? But also the players. And now that the players can transfer everywhere, we know that Reese and Miguel are gone. We know that Queen is going to go to the NBA. But what about Rice and Gillespie?
I think Gillespie is very likely gone, most likely either to Tennessee or following Willard to Villanova, from what I'm told. Rice is a different case. He's definitely open to staying. He's waiting to see who the next head coach is. You know, I think he could enter the portal just, you know, sometimes guys want to enter the portal just to give themselves that option and also kind of gauge what their market value is. But there is, if he likes the coach and the money is right, which it should be, because realistically, who else is on the roster that you're going to have to give a lot of money to right now, that he could be back.
All right, so who are the, I'm just intrigued by the idea of having a former Terp coach this team. Beyond Simpkins, Blake, I think we all agree, okay, sounds good, but that's not going to happen. Who are the other former Terps that are potential candidates that are in the coaching world right now?
Yeah, I don't really think there are any, to be honest. You know,
it's so wild.
Dwayne Simpkins was on the list early on, still could be, but I don't think he's really gaining a lot of traction. Otherwise, unless you want to bring Gary out of retirement, which I think a lot of us would enjoy watching sentimentally, but isn't very realistic, or Gravis, maybe you could have Gravis and Blake as co-coaches.
That would just be wild.
That'd be awesome.
We don't have any other alums coaching.
Sarunas Yasikavich is.
Yeah, what about Sarunas? That's Europe. A very intriguing name to me.
He's been in Europe forever, has never coached in the U.S., never shown any interest even in coming to the – I'm sure he's shown interest, but he's never coached even in the NBA. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's had ties to the school forever. So, no, I don't think they're really – there's not really a Maryland alum out there, and there's really not many guys even who are, like, from the area who are really good prospects.
So is it
– it's not a coaching cradle is what you're saying.
First of all, right, double-tiered question here. One, when do you think the announcement will be made? Because, I mean, they got to – I would think they got to make an announcement pretty soon just to deal with the portal and get the fans and the donors back into this. So when do you think the announcement will be made? And you can give me, like, a ballpark figure on that. Mm-hmm. And then number two, do you think it's going to be a bigger name guy on the level of Buzz Williams, a middle-of-the-road guy like a Chris Mack, or a younger guy that's, you know, like a Dwayne Simpkins has got some ties to the program and has probably only been a head coach for a couple of years?
Yeah, I think from what I was told yesterday, they want to announce it by the end of this week or next Monday. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's going to be like a big splash, you know, Chris Beard, people are throwing that name, or Nate Oates. I don't think it's going to be a guy like that necessarily. It's already hard. It's increasingly hard to steal a big-name coach from a big school, even harder when you don't have an athletic director. So, you know, it could be one of those mid-level names. Chris Collins from Northwestern, I found out yesterday, is on the list. Mm-hmm. And then Tony Skin from George Mason, I definitely would not overlook him. You know, he's in that level that you mentioned of the young up-and-coming guys, great recruiter, you know, was responsible for the Derek Queen recruitment. So there's no question he'd get talent to Maryland. And, you know, right now there's not a lot of dynamic recruiters available. So he's one to watch. And then also, you know, David Cox, who's been the associate head coach for the past few years, also is interviewed.
Oh, wow. So Cox isn't – how many of the current guys that were on the staff are going with him to Villanova?
I'm told they could all of them could go. Okay. I think Cox probably will wait to see how it shakes out in Maryland, but there's a good chance he brings the whole staff with him.
Really? And what about the name Mike Bray?
You know, there's a time in the past where he would have been a really good hire, but I think that window has passed. Mm-hmm. You know, it would feel a little stale to me. I think then he could do a good job. You know, he's a good coach and from the area and everything, but I think that time period has probably passed.
All right, so give us a Jeff Ehrman lean. if you had to make a prediction, we put you on the spot.
Wow. Chris Wilcox. No, I'll say it's really hard right now.
Adrian Branch.
I need a few more days to develop, but I think Skin is a real dark horse for the job right
now. Wow. That'd be exciting.
That would be.
We like Tony.
We love Tony.
He's a good dude. What about our old buddy Mike Bray? I know he'd be intrigued.
I just asked about Mike.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't hear him say that.
No, he said Mike would have been a great coach.
Ten years ago. Yeah. Okay.
And look, Mike, and I love Mike. He's a good friend of mine. But Mike's 65, so they might want to go younger, right, Jeff?
Yeah, you need if you want to, you know, reinvigorate a fan base that is, you know, the flames are still kind of smoldering from this past season as well as when, and people are dialed in and paying attention. I just don't think you can go with a guy that age who's kind of been out of it. And, you know, I think you need some energy.
He's only been out of head coaching for 2 years.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre packs starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
That's wild these days. And especially, you know, the older guys, it's a lot of work dealing with all the NIL and all this stuff. That's why you're seeing, like, Tony Bennett and all these other guys, Jay Wright, retire early. So, you know, I can't imagine a guy like that really wanting to put up with all those headaches. Although I do know, obviously, Maryland seems to be his dream job.
Right, right.
Yep. All right, Jeff, good stuff.
Thank you, buddy.
Jeff Ehrman, InsideMDSports.com. Thanks, pal.
Absolutely.
Although, we'll Drab, you were pointing out that Kelvin Sampson's in his late 60s, Bruce Pearl's in his mid-60s.
66, I think.
Well, those guys can all still coach.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's like, do you want to start over?
I know.
You know, where you might only have a 5-year, 6-year
run. Look at Calipari. He's starting over, and you can just turn around like that if you get the right guys from the portal.
We kind of have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it comes down to. It just comes down to how much money you got to spend on players now.
Sounds like they're going to have one guy back from the Crab 5.
And that's a maybe.
And that's a maybe.
It's not a lock that Rice is coming back.
I mean, look, if I'm Rodney Rice Jr. and I don't know who the head coach is until next week,
I'd be portal bound.
Well, yeah. I don't know how a head coach could take a job where you don't know who your boss is going to be. That's like almost untenable. The only guy that could take that is like if it's a huge leap, like it's a big jump.
Yeah.
And maybe like a skin to Maryland, like, well, you don't care whose AD is.
Yeah, right.
I'm coaching Maryland.
Right.
But most guys with bigger resumes, they're not going to take that job without an AD. No chance.
Yeah. I totally agree with that.
800-636-1067 is the number if you want to chime in on the whole Maryland situation. We will talk Final Four and college hoops with Chip Patterson. CBS Sports coming up at 9:25 here on the Junkies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.